Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com.
Good morning. Oops. Beautiful, beautiful morning in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Good morning. Hope you guys have your coffee and ready to start the Ocean Sunrise Catechism with me. We're on paragraph 2 because we are starting over. We get to start over. It's our second time through the Catechism. The first time took us about three years, and it's just been great being part of this family. Hey, Ted Scarpino, Mark Kilgore, you guys will meet up with us on December 8th for the Luau, and then we embark on the Ocean Retreat. Don't forget, it's not too late to come to the Ocean Cruise Retreat. Just go to deepadventure.com and you guys can find out more. But Mark and his family and Ted and his family, and I don't know why Peter Morton hasn't signed up to come yet, but we'd love to have you, Peter. So we're in the Catechism. The Catechism is set up in different paragraphs, so we're in paragraph 2. So that this call should resound throughout the world, Christ sent forth apostles he had chosen, commissioning them to proclaim the gospel. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now this is very important, that people be baptized in the Trinitarian form of baptism. When Athanasius was a young man playing with his friends in, I believe it was Alexandria, he was playing with his friends and the bishop was watching, and they were pretending like they were a priest and they were baptizing each other, baptizing some of his friends. And the bishop called him over and said, "When you baptized them, how did you baptize them?" And he said, "We baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." And he said, "Because you baptize them in a Trinitarian baptism, then they are indeed baptized." So anyone can baptize someone. Normally we would like it for it to be the priest. And of course, it's best if the baptism is done when the baby is young. A lot of our Protestant friends will say, "Well, you can't baptize them before they have until they reach a certain age of being able to actually make that commitment." But we know in the New Testament that it says that, it says in a couple instances where a person was like in Philippian jailer. I've been there right to where the jail was, where Paul was imprisoned, and when the jail broke open, Paul and his companion Saul didn't flee. When the chains fell off of them and the doors were opened by an earthquake, the jailer thought he'd have to kill himself because he had failed in his duty, that all the men had escaped. And Paul said, "Don't do yourself no harm. We are all still here." And then it says he shared the good news with them, and then that the jailer and his entire household were baptized. And you see that again in another place in the New Testament. So we see in there that that the whole household, including infants, of course, can be baptized. So the key, go therefore make disciples of all nations, baptize them. Why does there have to be a ritual? Why did Jesus make things physical? Why couldn't it just be a spiritual, "Lord, I give you my life and I surrender my life to you"? And he wanted us to do more than that. We live in a physical world, and he wanted us to have a physical experience that goes beyond all time and space. And when Jesus was baptized, John said, "You shouldn't be baptized by me, you should be baptized in me." And Jesus said, "It's right that we fulfill all righteousness." And so when Jesus was baptized in the water, he himself was, to bless the water, to sanctify the water for our sakes, for our future baptism, If that is true, if Jesus was baptized, how can we say that we shouldn't be? And when we are baptized by our priest, it's in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. As we read in the Didache, they prefer cold running water. They called it living water, like a river. If not, you could use something out of a bowl, or in the very least, you could sprinkle. So that's why we do what we do. But in a time of very great need, anyone can baptize someone, even someone who's dying on the side of the road. You can baptize them. And I remember there's a story of a priest down in South America who came across when the Catholic Church was very being persecuted, and the Catholic priest came upon this accident, he said, "I'm a priest. How can I help?" And Father went over to this one man, and the police officer said, "Don't even bother with him. He's going to die, and he's gone already." So when the priest went over to him, this man cursed him that was dying, and then he said, "This is your last." And then the priest actually cursed him back in a way, and said, "This is your last chance to give your life to the Lord. Do you want to be baptized?" And so he baptized him right there, just before he died. But you can do that too. If you come across a situation like that, you can do that too. And there's also the baptism of desire. Some people who want to be baptized but never have the opportunity before they die, that is considered a baptism too. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Are you doing that? That's what we try to do through the Man Cave, through Bear's Man Cave and our Man Cave meetups. Peter Morton has a men's group that meets in his house. You know, he didn't. There wasn't a small cell group for men where he was, so he started his own. I think that's the most effective way of expanding the kingdom, is small groups gathering together, getting together for coffee and breakfast and or a drink and a cigar at a local pub, like the Inklings used to do, C.S. Lewis and those guys used to do in England. But men need to start gathering in small circles, as do women. We need to have small groups. Our body is made up of a lot of individual tiny little cells, as is the body of Christ. And those little cell groups are our vitality for the church. If you're not a member of a small group, join Bear's Man Cave, and then we will keep nudging you until you start one of your own. But we'll kind of help you out. And you are part of a small cell group when you're part of one of Bear's Man Caves. You can join at deepadventure.com, by the way. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Lord, let us do that today. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, this is so comforting when we see the world, the state of the world today, the state of the church. Lo, I am with you always, to the close of the age. Matthew 28. Strengthened by this mission, the apostles went forth and preached everywhere. Everywhere. Not just geographically everywhere, but everywhere they went, the good news was being shared. Whether it was at a local restaurant we're staying at. I want to know, how many people here, when you go out to eat, make the sign of the cross and pray before you eat? Such a great witness. My wife and I, well, if I forget, my wife will be sitting there looking at me, waiting for me to lead us in prayer, making the sign of the cross. How often we do that too when we're about to go out and surf. There's often a lot of people watching, and we're going to go tandem surf. We always, actually, Jack, the ship leaves from Port Canaveral, which is right next to Cocoa Beach. That's so cool. That's so cool. Before we go out to surf, we always pray for God's protection. It's a witness, because we make the sign of the cross, and then we pray together, and then we go out tandem surf. Let's see. So they freely proclaim the good news everywhere, and it is good news. Everywhere in the world. We don't need to preach at people. I just remember when I was first baptized in the Spirit, even until now, I just can't believe that. I would think everybody would want to know the good news. I just can't believe they wouldn't want to know that they can know the Creator of the universe, and that the Creator of the universe created them and loves them. This treasure received from the apostles has been faithfully guarded by their successors. All Christ's faithful are called to hand it on from generation to generation to generation by professing the faith, by living it in fraternal sharing, and by celebrating it in liturgy and prayer. I want to encourage you guys to share, press the share button, and get people all over the country. Lately we've been getting a lot more views, and I think it's because you guys are pressing the share button, so please continue to do that. Tony, say aloha to everybody out there. And I think it's Croatia, I always get mixed up. So aloha to your family, to your ohana, as we say in Hawaii. So tomorrow we're gonna go into the next section of the catechism. Oops. And we'll be doing it early in the morning tomorrow, I guess Thursday, and then Cindy and I are catching a flight that afternoon. So I think on Friday morning we'll be doing it, but it won't be at 7 a.m. It'll be whenever we get up, because we're going to be flying to the West Coast. Peter Morton, I love you very much. You're a true brother. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, aloha, ahui ho, viva Cristo Rey.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.